Letters to Daniel, Volume 2, Letter 80. Battle Override. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2012, in the third month, on the 12th day of the third month. Dear Dan, in December of 1975, when I was 17, with my parents' permission, I enlisted in the National Guard and left home in March of 1976 for training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. The unit I enlisted through was a mechanized infantry battalion, Company C, 3rd Battalion, 161st Infantry Mechanized, 81st Brigade. But Fort Sill was an artillery training base, and the basic training and advanced individual training schools were focused to support that mission. I had elected to attend a radio electronics repair course, which put me into what was sometimes called the Signal Corps, or communications. When I arrived back at my home unit, I was assigned to the COMO section, with the COMO sergeant as my boss. I spent my first summer camp being the RTO, radio telephone operator, for the commander, and rode around the Yakima Desert in his tracked vehicle, setting up various communication systems when we took up stationary defensive positions. The APC, M113 fully tracked armored personnel carrier, that I rode in had a radio set that I operated when we were in transit. The set was fixed on a shelf that it sat on. There was a fuse panel next to the shelf with various switches and fuses, but I remember one switch in particular that caught my attention. The label above the switch read, Battle Override. The purpose of the switch was to override all the fuses during a heavy battle so that all electrical connections would be maintained even though there might be shorts occurring due to battle damage. Prolonged use of the switch would very likely cause the electrical system to overheat and catch fire. But this gave the track commander the option of sacrificing the vehicle in order to attain victory. The Lord has reminded me of that switch over the years, and especially lately while working at G6. To me, the scriptural equivalent of battle override is this. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. The book of Revelation of John, chapter 12, verses 10 through 11. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. The foreign manager of the department I work in has become encased in a mix of evil spirits, not unlike the Leviathan spirit that was communicating through my wife for a while. May I request any help you can give? Please pray for artillery bombardment targeting the manager, P7, and the outsourced company, management company he worked for, D14. Left unchecked, this could easily become another form of Jonestown. It is already starting.